USA News, I'm Dave Collins. There's a massive police presence at an Atlanta-area mall after at least one person's been shot. Police confirm it happened at Perimeter Mall in Dunwoody, a suburb of Atlanta. One person's been taken into custody. According to Dunwoody Police, there is not an active shooter. No word on the condition of the victim. The Buffalo Bills say DeMar Hamlin's breathing tube was removed overnight. The team added physicians from the University of Cincinnati Medical Center said Hamlin continues to progress remarkably in his recovery.
He is completely neurologically intact, strong, good lung function, no cardiac dysfunction. The best outcome would be back to who he was before this all happened.
And he's been able to speak to his family and care team. Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest during Monday Night Football earlier this week. The House is adjourned after a 13th failed vote for Speaker of the House. George Santos, the controversial New York Republican congressman-elect, says it's frustrating.
It's been unproductive for the American people. We need a speaker.
Santos is accused of lying about huge portions of his life and is also in limbo because he hasn't been sworn in. Lawmakers will reconvene at 10 p.m. Eastern tonight. This comes as a small group of conservatives is once again keeping Kevin McCarthy from becoming Speaker of the House. President Biden will soon head to El Paso, Texas, as there is an ongoing surge of migration at the southern border.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said Biden is eager to talk to local officials and Border Patrol agents on the ground when he visits on Sunday. Kirby defended Biden's recent crackdown on illegal border crossings, saying the president is trying to strike a balance between opening legal paths to migration while curbing illegal activity. The president later next week will travel to Mexico City for the North American Leaders Summit, where he'll discuss migration, drug trafficking, and climate change.
This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
At least 10 people are reportedly injured after a shooting at a Florida restaurant last night. Police say the shooting might have involved rappers French Montana and Rob 49, who were recording a music video in the area. One of the victims is in critical condition. The Mississippi Department of Environmental Quality are pushing back against claims that they discriminated against the city of Jackson by refusing to fund improvements to the city's failing water system. The NAACP filed a complaint last year over the water crisis. Mississippi DEQ Executive Director Chris Wells says the NAACP failed to allege a single fact to support their argument. Prince Harry is revealing that he killed 25 people during his service as an Apache helicopter pilot in Afghanistan. In his soon-to-be-released autobiography, the Duke of Sussex writes, he's indifferent about the number, according to the media in the United Kingdom. The 38-year-old prince's memoir titled Spare will be released next Tuesday. The top vote-getters in the NBA All-Star Game voting are announced. Julio Flores has the details.
LeBron James and Kevin Durant are leading the way in the first release of NBA All-Star votes. James is the top vote-getter, and Durant leads the Eastern Conference. The NBA All-Star Game is scheduled for February 19th in Salt Lake City.
She was 115 just last month. Bessie Hendricks, the oldest person in the U.S., has passed away. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.